Hi, and welcome to the 13th episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with Good Morning America and soon-to-be 2020 news anchor and breast cancer survivor, Amy Robach. In her journey with cancer, Amy learned of her disease after having a mammogram on live television in Times Square with millions of people watching, which she now credits to saving her life. Today, she shares her experience with breast cancer, how she has changed her lifestyle since, and her advice for others going through their own cancer journey. So you're going to be in D.C. to do the Bone Health Champions Gala and give the keynote speech. What kind of message or themes will you be using in your speech?
There is so much you learn after you become a cancer patient and then evolve to a survivor and then hopefully a thriver. And so I'm going to share what I've learned in these past 4.5 years. My life has completely changed 100% mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I am a completely different person than I was before, and I'm a better person than I was before. So I want to give people hope. There is life during cancer treatments. There is life after cancer treatments. And once you're done with treatment, you're not done with cancer. Anyone who's lived through it knows it. There are doctor appointments usually every few months, checking for recurrence. You have the threat of recurrence hanging over your head for the rest of your life, and it can either paralyze you in fear, or you can take that fear and channel that power and that energy and do something awesome with it. And so I'm going to be talking about how my life has changed and hopefully inspire others to live better. And I think a lot of them are probably already doing that. I have to tell you, when I'm around cancer survivors, cancer thrivers, you won't see a happier group of people because we're grateful. We're grateful to be here. Every moment of every day, we realize how precious it is in ways that other people don't.
Now, so can you tell me a little bit about what went through your head at the moment you heard the words that you have cancer?
When I heard the radiologist tell me that I had a malignant tumor, that I had breast cancer, everything stopped. It was all in slow motion after that. And I don't know how, I think it's very individual how you handle that news. I did not handle it gracefully or stoically at all. I actually completely fell apart. I think there was a gasp. And I made crazy noises, bawling, snorting, like just heaving. I was alone. And I just, it was such an unthinkable thing for that doctor to say to me. I was thinking logically, I have a 1% chance. I knew they found a mass, but I was sure it was benign. And so when she said that, it was just so contrary to everything I was thinking in that moment. And it shook me to my core. I didn't recover that day. I couldn't stop crying. It was, I wish I handled it better, but I don't think anyone's prepared to hear that. And so mine was a very emotional, very reactive reaction.
Mm-hmm. And now, so can you talk a little bit about fighting a disease that's pretty personal in a very public way because of, you know, your job and the show? Can you talk a little bit
sure.
about that?
I found my breast cancer because of Good Morning America. My colleague Robin Roberts, who is a breast cancer thriver, convinced me to have my first mammogram in front of about 5 million people in the middle of Times Square on live national television, just to get the word out that women should go and get their mammograms, we believe starting at age 40, or I believe whatever age you deem appropriate for your personal health. And then we wanted to make women feel like it wasn't that scary, it's not that painful, and it's over with pretty quickly. And so that was what we were setting out to do. It turned out to be much more significant for me because that led to my breast cancer diagnosis. And so because of this public service I thought I was doing for other women, I then found my breast cancer. And we all know the earlier you find cancer, the better chance you have at surviving it. And so I knew anyone who heard my story or saw my story, if they then found out that led to a cancer diagnosis, anybody who was hesitating about making that call to their doctor would do so immediately. And I knew by sharing my story that I would save lives. And I have heard from dozens and dozens of women that my story did just that. And so I encourage every woman to share her story because it saves people's lives. It changes the way people live their lives. And when you share your story, I know it is deeply personal, but the love you get back, the love I got back, the support I got back. I mean, yes, it was scary to be public, but I don't know how I would have gotten through it if I didn't have the support from thousands of women who were writing me and emailing me and texting me and tweeting me. And I couldn't have known how important that was for me to feel that support, that we were all in it together. And it felt beautiful. And I encourage other women to share because what you get back is very powerful.
And now, so you underwent a double mastectomy. That is, a very big decision for anyone. Can you talk a little bit about how you came to that decision? Mm-hmm. And then the second part of that question is, what would you say to a woman who maybe just found out she had breast cancer?
Sure. So one of the scariest parts of getting a cancer diagnosis is that you have all these options and all these choices. You can have this surgery, you can have this radiation, you can have this chemo. And I'm not an MD. How am I supposed to know? And yet the decisions were up to me, which was a very overwhelming feeling when you're dealing with so much. My brother, I'm lucky enough to have a brother who is a physician, who's an internist, who I trust with my life, and he helped guide me. I know a lot of hospitals and systems out there have these amazing people, patient navigators, who help guide patients make good choices or the best choices for themselves. And these are personal choices. Every cancer is different. Every woman's different. And I think you have to go with your gut, go with your best informed decision, and then be okay with it, because everyone's going to make a different decision. For me, I chose double mastectomy because of my age. My brother kind of let me know, hey, if you just get the lumpectomy, which my surgeon was suggesting because at the time they thought it was one tumor, he said you will be, poked and prodded, have mammograms every 4 months for the rest of your life. I mean, it's a lot of maintenance. If you get a double mastectomy, it's not that it won't come back, but you're not dealing with the maintenance at the same level that you are if you just get a lumpectomy. And so I made that choice. My doctor actually fought me a little bit on it, my surgeon, and when I woke up, she said to me, the first thing she said to me when I woke up from surgery, all right, you were right, but I was good. Turns out when she was doing the double mastectomy, she did one final sweep of my chest wall and found a second tumor, and it was malignant. That did not show up on any of the tests, and my left breast was precancerous. So it ended up being the best decision for me. I felt it in my gut immediately. It's not for everyone. It was for me. It is a grueling surgery with a lifetime of side effects, basically. So it's not something that you just do and it's over. This is a huge decision, and it affects you permanently in many, many ways. But thank God I did it. It was the right decision for me, and I just encourage every woman to consider all their options, because one decision affects the next decision, affects the next decision. And so you really do kind of have to make up your mind and decide what the end goal is and what works best for your life. I knew it wasn't going to work best for me to be going to a doctor's office every 4 months with my job. Mm-hmm. And for those who are newly diagnosed, my best advice is to take a deep breath, to know that you're going to get through it. And there is life during cancer treatments, and there is life after cancer treatments. That it is not a death sentence, an immediate death sentence. I think that's what everybody thinks, oh my God, I'm going to die soon. And yes, we know that there are incredibly tragic results. I know that I could be among the 30% of early stage breast cancer patients who develop metastatic cancer. That is on my mind every day, but I use it for good. I use it to remind myself that time is limited. And so in that way, cancer can be a gift because you live differently. I live like I'm dying, and I'm not going to get emotional because I do. I know it sounds like a country music song, but it is how I live. And it is how I've inspired my children to live, and everyone around me lives better. We do what we want to do now. We don't say 10 years from now. I don't assume I have 5 years. I don't assume I have 10 years. I don't assume I have 1 year. And that makes life so much better. And so I would just say, buckle up. It's going to be a year of hell for sure, but you're going to learn so much about yourself. You're going to learn so much about the love you have for your family and friends. And the love you're going to receive is going to be beyond all expectations, because when you let people help you, when you're vulnerable, and no one likes to be, a pity party or accept charity, but when you can open up your heart and admit, hey, I can't do it all right now, a beautiful thing happens. You learn how to receive love in a way maybe you never have before. And so there are a lot of beautiful things that come with a lot of pain, but I'm so proud of the person I am today, and I wouldn't have been who I am now if I hadn't gone through. And if I hadn't been forced to be put in a situation where I continue to go through it every day. Cancer never really leaves you.
Yeah. And so as you know, obviously October is Breast Cancer Awareness mm-hmm. Month. If you had one message that you would want to say to patients and survivors who read Cure, what would that message be?
My message to breast cancer survivors and patients is to share your story, because your story is powerful. Your story can change the lives of people around you, and exponentially, because everyone will share your story. And when people hear, oh, so-and-so got cancer, they start to live their lives differently. They think, yikes, I need to call the doctor. I need to eat better. I need to exercise. Your story impacts those who love you, who then tell people who love them, who then tell people. You can't imagine the impact you could have by just sharing your story. And I think everyone needs to realize that the power of one voice is life-changing. And so I know it's hard. I know sometimes, well, I know most of the time, none of us like to feel weak and vulnerable and exposed and pathetic, and who wants to be a cancer patient? Who wants to be pitied? None of us. But if you share your story, you can turn something, weakness, into something very powerful. And I also believe that at that same moment, you also open yourself up for help and love and support. And we as women sometimes are reticent to accept all of those things because we want to do it all, because we're the driver of our ship, we're the captain of our boat, and it is a beautiful thing to let people help you. So I learned the lesson of receiving love. I also learned this incredible lesson of how impactful your voice can be. So I would just say, share your story and let people love you.
Tune in next week when testicular cancer survivor and Cure contributor Justin Birkbickler gets ballsy when it comes to talking about cancer. After being diagnosed 2 years ago at the age of 25, Justin realized that men's health is not discussed nearly enough, so he sought out to change that. We'll talk about his advocacy efforts, as well as a study he's conducting to see if physicians are discussing testicular exams enough with their patients. The Cure Talks Cancer Podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.